Andrew is the Aussie bloke living in the US. Heather is the American gal living in Australia. Together, they travel the world sharing strategies on how to put your business on autopilot. Doing business online is no longer about having a website. To get more clients and take care of the ones you have, you will need a map. They've got it. So sit back and relax and welcome aboard. This flight is bound to autopilot your business.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to podcast number 13. Lucky 13 for some. I am looking forward to this podcast. This is going to be a fun one. And of course, to share it with me is Heather Porter. Hey, Heather.
Hey, Andrew. Hello, everybody. It's good to be back. And yes, this is indeed a lucky episode because today we're going to talk about a continuity program, which in layman's terms is how do you make money over time for setting something up once?
Yay, I love setting things up once and making money regularly. It's the holy grail of being online, and if you can do it, that's great. I know a lot of offline businesses run this sort of program. You know, things like gyms
run a
continuity program. You know, you pay a monthly fee to join a gym. Now, you may or may not use it, but at the end of the day, the gym doesn't care whether you do or not because they are getting their money coming through. So gyms are a good example of an offline business that does it. What other offline businesses use continuity programs?
Well, I mean, people don't really think of it like this, but one of the most popular ones that we all have to use is a cell phone or a mobile phone provider, basically, because if you think about it, you're paying them a flat fee every single month. Of course, if you go over, you pay more, but, you know, that's a great example of one.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I paid the exact same amount of money on a mobile phone ever.
No.
So how do we make these happen online? Now, this is, as I said, the holy grail. If you've got an online business, or even if you have an offline business and you want to start making some money 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, having the opportunity to have your cash register open, then that's what we're talking about today, right?
Yeah, and I think the key thing to think about is that, yes, there's so much free content online. There's, you know, and we recommend that you do free content all the time to get your message and your voice out there and, you know, attract new leads. But the difference of a membership site is that it's packaged premium content. So it's truly there, put together all in one place to give a result. So, you know, let's talk through a couple of membership models and what they are and give some examples so people can really understand them. Because what we want to do is excite you guys on what these are and to see the potential in your business. So then when we actually get to some of the platforms in a little bit, you're writing notes and you're going, yep, I'm going to use that one and I'm going to go out there and make one right now. So
yeah, they're not hard either. So
no, they're
so
not.
So let's jump on in.
Okay, so one very popular one that exists is just the standard e-learning, you know, like universities and there's lynda.com, there's Uluma, what's that other one?
Udemy. Is an academy, but Udemy.
Yes, exactly. So these sites are basically where you go and you can punch in what you want to learn, whether it's, I know Lynda is more software-based, but Udemy is a whole bunch of different information. But you can type what you want to learn, and then you have suddenly access to all these incredible videos at your fingertips. Now, these sites generally will charge you in whether a flat fee or a monthly fee, or, you know, you can buy courses for flat fees as well and then add more on from there. They're all different price models, but the idea is the same in the fact that they are online, essentially schools, a place where you can go and learn information about something. So that's one. Let's see. We also have, you know, like a really great model that's starting to happen is for coaches, because life coaching has gotten so popular and business coaching as well, where a coach is trying to grow their business and not trade, you know, their hours for money as much anymore, and they want to get bigger than just their individual clients. So a great way to do that is to actually package their information, their signature program that they run through their clients with, into a membership site. So then suddenly overnight, they can be coaching thousands of people all over the world using the same platform or the same concepts that they use in their individual sessions. Plus, they can give it to their clients as a bonus or for free, and that client can always have a piece of them, so to speak, online in their private membership site.
Yeah, we've seen that done a number of times, and it's been really effective. As you said, it just enables people to get out there and not just teach what they know to one person, but teach it to many people all at the same time. Or, you know, you don't have to physically be present when you're teaching those people. So, you know, if you've got information in your head and you're teaching one person at a time right now, then start thinking about how can you leverage that and make it go out to more people than just one.
So we'll mention a few other ideas as well. So a couple that are really big are challenge websites. So you come in and you get access to this incredible information with the outcome of achieving something. So one that's gotten quite big here, at least in Australia, is it's a challenge by Michelle Bridges, which is one of the Australian Biggest Losers coaches. And she's put together a weight loss challenge. So it happens, I think it's 4 times a year, and you log in and you have like a full-on challenge for a few months, and then after that you're on a maintenance program. So you have, you know, an initial upfront payment for that period, and then after that it's a low monthly amount. But challenges are great because you, again, you're building sort of a tribe, a community, and everyone's in there active all with one outcome, and that's to get a massive result, you know, in that short amount of time that they're there together. So you can build up quite a great community in a challenge as well.
Yeah, I love it.
There's a website actually I love, and I always share this with clients when I'm talking to them about the power of a membership site. I still think that the biggest membership site that exists in the world is the South Beach Diet, which was an incredibly popular book. And what this author has done is basically turned their book into a membership site. They have millions of members in there, and initially they were paying $5 a month. I know, I think it's gone up to $50 a quarter, but it's incredible. It's basically the book that's come alive on the internet. Millions of members. What a model.
Wow, that's cool.
So, and what is a membership site essentially? It's a private website. You get a username and a password, and you log in, and you have access to content.
So yeah, that's good. That's a good point. Like, let's just define that. How hard are they to set up? You know, what makes it different than just a normal membership site?
Yeah, look, these sites are very, very easy nowadays because of the incredible ease of things like WordPress, and there's even other platforms that you can buy and log in, and they're already built for you, and they look really amazing. You just customize a little bit and upload your content, and they're almost ready to go. So I guess before we just jump into the platforms, let's talk briefly about the types of membership models there are. There's two main ones, and I want to talk about this because then as we're going through the platforms, then all of you guys will understand a little bit more about how, I guess, these two ways of delivering information fit. So the first one, the most popular one, is Evergreen. You may have used that or heard that word being thrown around quite a bit. An Evergreen membership site is basically where you, as the creator of the website, you put a whole bunch of amazing content in there, and it's all there in one go. Somebody signs up, they get access to that private site, and then they have access to all your information at once. And then if you want to add new stuff, you can over time. But it's always there, and it's released to the person. If, like, John Smith comes along and he signs up in May, and then you have Mary Smith that signs up in December, both people get access to the same exact information.
Right, okay.
And then there's another one. And Andrew, tell us about that. What's the other one that's popular?
Well, the other one that we've got is... as opposed to Evergreen, it's Drip Fed.
Yes.
And Drip Fed is a membership site where you might sign up for a particular membership. And let's say you sign up in May. The person who owns the membership and the content will drip feed it to you over a period of time so that you don't get overwhelmed, you don't get slammed with all of the information at once. These websites are really good for educational style websites where you need to teach somebody certain aspects or certain things, and you don't want them to go ahead too fast or too quickly because they may not understand it fully. So you can actually drip feed the content. You may want to, you know, let out module 1 when they sign up, and then module 2 a week later, module 3 a week later after that, and so on and so on. Now, so that's a drip fed membership. Now, you can actually, can you have, I'll ask you, Heather, Evergreen and drip fed at the same time?
That's a great point, actually. Yes, so something like like a challenge site, you can make all of your information available at once for a specific amount of time, and then after maybe 3 months or whatever, then boom, you just go on a drip fed model where maybe you just have you know, a little bit of information drip fed every month over time. So you can mix them up a little bit as well. You can also give different people different access levels to your membership site. So you might want to have like your team, for example, if you have a core team. Here's a great example. We're actually building a training program for a sales team. And so for with them, their ongoing sales team, they need to have access to everything that is in that membership site. So they have the evergreen model. However, the new sales team that is coming on board, they want structure and control around how they learn the whole system. So they come in and they go through an actual drip-fed model where they literally watch everything modularly. So they have like a video today, a video tomorrow, and that continues on for 21 days. And then after that point, they're given access to the evergreen area of the site where they have everything but all at once. So it's a great way, great way for corporates, a great way for training teams, new teams, automating your training process. We're loving the automation stuff. So that's
a really
handy tool. Another key point too is with membership sites, there's always this question of how do you get the people, you know, engaged and active in your membership site. Some membership sites like forums and some membership sites do not. It's just literally content and information. And that's a tricky one because if you start out a membership site and you're thinking, I want a forum, you know, I want activity going on in there. If you have the forum open and the comments open but you don't have any comments going on, then you risk looking like not a very popular, I guess, website. So
yeah, empty movie theater or a empty nightclub with no one in it.
And with social proof so popular, you go and you think, oh, it must not be good, right? So I want my money back. But look, Facebook, great tool. I know another site that we built for somebody. They have a private Facebook group, and they actually have a big icon right in their membership site area that says, have questions, want to connect, join us on Facebook. And it links them into their private group. And then that's how they manage it, because everyone's on Facebook anyway, and they have had no problems having activity in their private Facebook group, which corresponds to the membership site. So it's a great little tool.
Right. Cool. Okay.
Shall we move on? Platform time.
We should. Okay, so platforms can be a little confusing. There's so many different platforms out there. What are the best ones that we're talking about?
Well, let's start at the beginning. Let's start with the easiest that I know we're aware of. A very popular one is called Kajabi. It's K-A-J-A-B-I. And as always, guys, we'll put the URLs of everything we talk about in this episode on our website, autopilotyourbusiness.com/podcast. So, Kajabi. Basically, what it is, you pay them a monthly fee. Get that. Membership model for a membership site. How's that? You pay them a monthly fee, and then you get access to the platform. So
double killing. I love it. Double killing.
That's great.
But it can add up. If you've got a number of membership sites for Kajabi, it can add up, right?
Absolutely. You get, I think, for the initial $100 a month or $99 a month, you get three sites. That might have changed, so you want to definitely check their site out for the most up-to-date information. But you can have up to three sites. And from there, yes, it does add up. How it works is they host it. They actually host your site for you. You can make the URL a little bit special, so you might have www.yoursite.kajabi.com or something like that. But ultimately, they kind of have ownership of your platform, really, because they do own it, and you're paying them the money. You go in and you customize it. Again, it's made to be very easy. So it is by far. If you just want to get started, absolutely, you know, look at this as a potential tool. So you can go and you can change colors. You can upload your logo. And it's literally as easy as saying, I'm going to upload a video. I'm going to upload an audio. I'm going to stick some Word documents on here. I'm going to do a PDF for a download. I hope I don't make it sound too complex because it's actually really, really easy. You just kind of say, yeah, I want this page. And then I want this thing to go on that page. And it just takes care of everything for you. It's quite easy. So, yes, that's Kajabi. Again, one thing that Andrew and I always talk about is with a platform, do your best to always have full ownership of it. Because God forbid, if something happens to the company that, you know, has your information on it, they go under, something happens, then you lose everything. So,
and that's a big reason why I'm not a big fan of Kajabi for that reason, because they house pretty much everything, right? They host it all. It's all on their site. If they went bankrupt or they closed down for whatever reason, then you lose all your information, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's not the safest. It's easy, but it's not the safest. So
yeah, but so one of our favorite ones, is also Wishlist member.
Yes.
Now you haven't used a lot of Wishlist member yourself, have you?
Well, I've set up 3 websites with it, actually.
Yep.
And it can get really complex really fast. But I think the thing I always say to people is you don't have to get complex with Wishlist. It's there for growth and scalability. And
Yes. What
I mean by that is you can have unlimited membership levels. So let's just take a little baby step back. Let's say you have an exercise program, and it's 12 months of exercises, and you want a program that's for mothers, you want a program that's for pregnant women, you want a program that's for executives, on and on and on and on, but you have slight customizations in that program, you can do that in Wishlist. You literally can have all these programs running simultaneously where all these different people get access to different pieces of your content. So I'm only mentioning that to you guys because if you start with Wishlist, you can grow it. It's completely unlimited, the potential of where you can take it.
And it's one of the it was developed by internet marketers who knew what membership sites should really be all about. You can have a whole range of different shopping cart integrations. You can have integration with your WordPress website, which we recommend. It's got features where there's so many features, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
And it's only $97
one-off
site license.
Yeah.
Which means that $97 once off. That's not a month. That's just a one-off fee that you pay for Wishlist member to have access to their membership portal. And it's hosted on your site, so you control everything you do. And they also have an awesome range of training videos as well. So if you ever get stuck, apart from the great support they have, they also have a whole range of training videos, so you can just watch those as you go too.
So I guess a good point on Wishlist, whereas Kajabi is a self-contained tool where they do the hosting, they store your content, and everything's done for you with Kajabi. Wishlist is actually what's known as a plugin, and what you must have in order to make Wishlist work is you have to have your own domain, which is yoursite.com. You have to have your own hosting, which, you know, you can get through GoDaddy or there's so many of them all over the world now. GoDaddy is a popular one. And then you have to install WordPress. And we've talked about WordPress in many of our episodes before. It's a free website software platform that you literally, it's a one-click installation on a great hosting company, and they can do that for you as well. So you can install your WordPress, and then you install Wishlist. And what it does is it basically allows you to lock down certain websites on, not websites, sorry, certain pages on your website. So you can actually just say, I want this page hidden to a member, you have to log in, or I just want this page wide open for the public. So it allows you to have a lot of control around, you know, different pages on your website. So that's what Wishlist is. It's more of a plug-in that you add on to make your site into a membership site.
Yes, definitely.
It's really cool.
We use that on one of the trainers at the Ultimate Membership Site Seminar, which is a seminar we run once a year in Los Angeles, and we use Wishlist for all of those people that go. So there's 300 to 400 people that go to that event every single year, and that's the plugin that we use is Wishlist Member.
Yeah, it's incredible. So a good place to start with Wishlist, if you're just thinking about getting started, is go and get it and install it into your current WordPress website, and then you can basically create a few web pages there on your current site that are private that people can log in and get access to. And since it's just a WordPress web page, it can look like anything you want. I mean, you can put embed videos on it. You can put writing. You can put audio files. It's whatever you do on your normal website you would do with that. The only difference is that there's a little checkbox up in the top right, and you say, I want this page only available to this membership level.
Yep.
And then you assign all the membership levels in the background. But that's an easy place to start. I know, Andrew, you mentioned it integrates with things. So what does that mean? It basically means that if, say, you have PayPal, what it does is that you set up a sales page where you're selling your membership program. People click on the PayPal button. Wishlist allows you to do some fancy stuff behind the scenes with your PayPal account, where if somebody clicks on PayPal, they get taken into PayPal, they pay, and then they're redirected to a page in Wishlist on your website to assign themselves a username and a password. And what that means is that at that moment, they now have access to your membership content, and that's all automated. Also, if you have an email program, for example, MailChimp or AWeber or iContact or any of those, and you want everybody's names who signs up to automatically show up on an email list that you've created, you can do that too. So what happens when the person comes back into the site to assign themselves their login details, their information automatically gets sucked into a list on your email program. So it's fully automated, like crazy automated, if you want it to be.
Yes, that's Wishlist. Remember, I think we could keep talking about Wishlist for a long
Forever.
time.
Can
That's
you
a
guys
thing.
tell we like it? We love it. It's great.
We love it. We love it.
Now,
But
one cool.
it's always upgrading too. They're always doing new stuff and integrating with new software that's out there, which we'll talk about in a few minutes.
Always,
But
always.
yeah, that's Wishlist.
And if you guys want a really beautiful, easy template as well, we love something called Optimize Press. Optimize Press has been built to work with Wishlist. It's actually been built to not only have really incredible looking sales pages, but to also have it has a full membership template. And all you do is basically you download WordPress, you get Optimize Press, which is a theme, and then you install your Wishlist plugin, and together as a threesome, they look really amazing. And then you have a membership site, lockdown pages, all as part of that.
There's launch formula, product launch formula sort of stuff as well. So that's another story altogether.
Yeah, we'll go into that later. Another few episodes, I think, for
All
that
right.
one.
What other platforms do we have?
Well, there's also there's basically plugins that other bigger companies have developed. There's a lot of these, but I'm only going to cover just a couple more. A lot of you guys have heard of Infusionsoft or even Office Autopilot. Now, each one of those companies have developed their own plugin, and with Infusionsoft, I believe it's called Customer Hub, and what it does is it allows you to lock down certain areas of your website. And with Office Autopilot, it's called Pilot Press, and Pilot Press does the same thing, and essentially you install it and it allows you to lock down certain pages as well. So what's different about those is that because Infusionsoft and Office Autopilot are databases, technically, they have a lot more going on behind the scenes. They have email programs, they have shopping carts, all sorts of things built into them. When you use their customer or their membership area, I should say, it just automatically works with all the data that you already have in your system. So if you're a bigger company or you're looking to grow quite quickly, you might want to consider one of those, because it all integrates together into one big massive machine. Did
Yes,
I go too techie
okay.
on that? Did
Cool.
I?
All right.
That's a bit techie crazy, but for those of you that are just getting started, absolutely look into Wishlist. For those of you that are more advanced and have a bigger platform already, then definitely consider trying out the Infusionsoft Customer Hub or the Pilot Press from Office Autopilot. So those are the main platforms. Again, there's hundreds more, but those are the big guys that play out in the market.
Yes, big time. So you spoke about Optimized Press is a thing. Let's just talk about that for a quick second. Optimized Press is not a membership site, is it?
No, it's a very good distinction, actually. It's a theme, so basically, but when I say theme, it's built with a lot of different themes inside of it. So you basically, if you're writing a page in your WordPress site, you can assign it to either look like a membership page, or you can assign it to look like a sales page. So it has something like, 20 plus different page appearances. So whereas a theme, a normal theme, only has one look and feel to your entire website, with all your pages just pop up and look the same, Optimized Press allows you to choose a whole bunch of different variations.
Right, okay. So, but you can combine that with a membership platform to make it look really cool.
Exactly. So your membership site or your membership area of your site can look really cool, like you're saying. You don't even ever have to use Optimized Press as a membership site. A lot of people use it as just sales pages, but you
cool.
can use it as a membership site if you bring in an outside thing like Wishlist.
Right, okay. Okay.
Good question.
Great.
I feel like this episode's going a little bit down a more of a technical path, but I think, ultimately, guys, it's If you just think in terms of how do you leverage your time and how do you package that, it's a great starting point is what are you constantly asked over and over and over and over and over again that people are happily paying you money for? That is a great starting point on creating content and sticking it into a membership site because that's your signature content. That is what people
Yes.
come to you for. So therefore, you can package that and put that in a membership platform and hopefully charge money for it. Actually, let's talk about fees, yeah? Because I know that a lot of
Yeah,
people
let's
probably.
talk about that. That's a good point. What are people charging for memberships these days, and how do you evaluate what you should be charging people?
It's a great point. Starting point is this. You can always increase your prices. You cannot easily reverse your prices. So when in doubt, always start on the lower end.
Why is that? What let's give them the rundown of why we think that's the
Yeah,
important piece to know.
good question. So let's just say that you've sold 100 people into your membership site at $47 a month, and then suddenly you're not able to get any more. And you're thinking, gosh, maybe it's a little bit too expensive. I'm going to drop the price to $17 a month. And then suddenly you're starting to get more people signing up that way. Now, imagine what those 100 people will feel like if they suddenly think, well, I was the first person in your site, and suddenly I have found out that 100 more people have been sold the same thing that I bought at $47 for $17. It'll start a backlash and people will not be very happy. So
Exactly.
that's the biggest reason why. Also, if you flip it around and you start low and then you grow up, the great thing about that is that you can actually start to do really great sales. So if you say have a, you're starting at the $17 a month mark, and then you think I'm going to up my prices now to $24 a month or 47 a month, you can do a big, huge sale and say, okay, our founders special is ending in 30 days, and be actually telling the truth that you are going to up your prices in 30 days, and then you'll never go back. So that's the reason why you do it like that.
What about free membership sites that turn into a paid membership site? What about that sort of model?
Great point as well. So with those sites, you want to think about teaser content. So you want to offer a whole bunch of content that has, gets people engaged and excited. And right in that very moment that you're really going to go into the juicy bit, like really dive into what they want to know, that's when you can say, I hope you've enjoyed this. For the actual points, the next 3 points, that's in my private membership area. It's only $17 a month. So it's a sales tool, essentially. You're still giving great content, but just not at the level that, is still free.
Sure. What about trial periods?
Trial periods as well. I know a lot of people use those, and they were probably more popular in the past as well, but, where you charge a dollar for, say, a couple of weeks free to get into the membership site. Now, one issue with that is that a lot of banks were picking up on that. If you were using credit cards, they were saying that's fraud, and then they would automatically block the credit card of the user and then get them quite angry. I know that from personal experience. So the whole $1 trial, people are now just because of what's going on with the banks, they're offering that for a little bit higher. So, more like $4.99 for a trial period, and then it'll go up from there. So, yeah, that's still doable. A lot of these tools, even PayPal allows you to do that. PayPal allows you to set a trial period. A lot of shopping carts do that. I think all shopping carts do that now. So, yes, great question, Andrew. More specifically about pricing, actually, there's a couple of sweet spots. This has been just from my research, but not only mine, from I know Andrew, you know this, and I know that a lot of the mentors and people that we know in the industry use as well. A great price is $17.97 a month, and that's because the human mind somehow sees a seven as less than a nine. So if you are $17.97 a month, it's closer to 15 a month rather than 20 a month. So that's a great starting point. A great sweet spot right now that's being used for membership sites is 20. It's again, it's 29, but it could be 27, but it is $29.95 a month as well. So the two I keep hearing about are sort of around the $17 a month mark, and then also around the $29 a month mark. What about you, Andrew? Any new findings from your end?
Well, you know what? I guess one of the other questions you've got to ask is a membership site, even if it doesn't charge a monthly fee, like maybe a one-off fee, say
Yes.
$97, is it still a membership site? Is it still considered a membership site? What do you got to say about that?
Great. Yes. Good question, actually, because we're doing that with one of our products actually right now. Yes, it is. Any site that's closed down where a person has to log in and get access is a private membership site. And yes, you can charge money up front and do it that way. There's another way where you can have three payments, just three payments for the first 3 months, or you can charge 100% up front and get a discount. Still a
Right.
membership site. Exactly right.
Good, good, good. Price points for me, depends on, here's the thing, it depends on what you're actually offering in the membership site. If you're just offering content, let's say it's a couple of articles and some videos, it may be a $17 or $27 price point. But if you're offering like something more greater than that, like it may be a one-on-one consultation every month, or it may be a webinar that you do specifically for members, you may want to charge a little bit more, $97 a month. I know there's membership sites out there who will charge a lot more because they're offering a lot more value to their customers, and people are happy to pay $200 or $300, $400 a month to have access to it because it's that valuable. So it really boils down to what you've actually got to offer your members in the first place.
You brought up a really, really good point, actually. The prices I was talking about were just for more information-based websites that are not personalized as far as you giving your time. And what Andrew has, what you just said is, you're right. Like there's a whole sort of mentoring model that exists as well, where you can get access to content on the site, but also webinars and live personal content with that person. And but definitely charge more for that, absolutely, because that's your time. Again, we're coming back to your time, and you have to think about how much you're going to charge for your time as well. So,
Yes. Good,
good
good, good.
point. So, on that note, I know we're briefly talked about automation. I guess the thing to keep in mind with your membership websites is when you're just getting started, you don't have to worry about all these crazy automation things behind the scenes, hooking PayPal up so it does this, and then your email program so it does that. Really and ultimately, just to get started, all you need is a PayPal account, and all you need is, wish list and WordPress and some sort of nice looking theme. And you can do this manually if you need to, just to test the market, just to initially get something out there. You can get your email from PayPal and then give somebody access manually. If you really want to take baby steps, you can absolutely do that as well. So we're not wanting to make it overly complex, although as you grow, you will want to go automated. So all these sales happen behind the scenes, ticking over, and you do not have to do a thing.
Yes, I think you've summed it up nicely. Membership sites, as I said earlier, we could talk about this for weeks and weeks and weeks. So we have lots of insights and information about different membership sites. We wanted to give you the overview of what membership sites were, what sort of platforms that are being used out there that are popular. We have a whole range of other platforms we never even spoke about, only because it's just there is literally platforms and platforms and platforms out there that you can use. We wanted to give you the best of the best, and that's what we did.
Exactly. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. And really, I think that's all we're going to talk about today on that topic, because that is a great starting point for you to go out there, think about what you're going to sell, how you can package your knowledge, and look at some of these tools that we've talked about. It's a great starting point for you guys, and we highly recommend that you get out there and start putting together your first membership site.
Send us your membership pages so we can stick them on our resource guide.
Yes, please. We can show sample membership sites from you guys. So we'd love that. And the best way to do that is to go to autopilotyourbusiness.com/podcast. Find this episode, and there's a great big comment field down below the actual show itself and the show notes. Type in your membership site URL so we can check it out, see what you guys are up to.
And if you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, make sure you leave a review. Just give us a quick review. Tell us what you think, what you learnt. We'd love to hear your thoughts about this podcast. Thanks, Heather, for joining us today, as usual, and look forward to our next podcast. I have no idea what that's going to be, but I'm sure we will come up with something before then.
Thanks, everyone, for sticking with us again. And thanks, Andrew. It's been a good little show.
Take care. Goodbye.
All passengers and cabin crew should now be seated with their seatbelt securely fastened.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer speaking.
On behalf of your captains, Andrew McCauley and Heather Porter, we would like to thank you for taking the journey with us to autopilot your business. You are now closer to putting your own business on autopilot using the internet. Of course, if you would like to rack up some frequent flyer points, visit our website, www.autopilotyourbusiness.com, or check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/autopilotyourbusiness. These frequent flyer points are totally useless, but the information is gold. Until we fly again, happy travels.